If you are in any way offended by anything that comes from this podcast, I just have one question for you.
Why the fuck are you listening to this?
To start this off by saying I hate the winter. Fuck winter. That's all I gotta say. Between the fucking snow, the rain that we got today, because we got up to about 35 to 38 degrees, for some fucking reason it decided to fucking rain. And since I live out in the country at this moment, and I drive a piece of shit car, my driveway is a goddamn slush bucket. Snow, slush, whatever, you know, and it'll freeze, it'll turn to ice and whatnot, blah, blah, fucking blah. Oh, man, I've been having troubles with my car the last couple of days. Wasn't wanting to start and whatnot, which I found out the fucking reason. I'm not gonna go into that, but I thought it was all fucked up. But I got to start this morning to go to work and whatnot. But Jesus, man, I can't stand the fact that I can't even pull in my driveway. And what's funny about that, I live out in the country, like in this little four-way stop, like it's basically a township type of ordeal. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I've talked about where I currently live and whatnot. But oh man, I mean I had to park my fucking car on the side of the road in front of my house. And apparently the road commissioner's not too keen on that. He's all pissy about it, telling all the neighbors about it, but he won't come to me and tell me about it. But he's got to tell everybody else about it, and they got to tell me about it. So whatever, it's whatever. I guess apparently it's in his way of clearing this road, which whatever. You know, it's like I drive a fucking piece of shit Alero, man. If I pull it into the drive, it's just going to get stuck. Which brings me to this point. Because I'm recording this podcast right now. It's about, at this time, as I'm looking at the clock, it's 1:07 a.m. Well, I got off at work at about 9:15 p.m. and got home around about 9:50. Because taking the back roads, if you live in the country and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. But if you don't know what that is, you don't know what it is, so I ain't going to explain it to you. But, got home, I was like, well, you know, the fucking road commissioner's bitching about my car, you know, being in the way, quote unquote, whatever. To me, it's not in the fucking way. You can get the fuck around it. No one's had a problem with it except him. But, yeah. Got home, I was like, all right, I'll just back into my drive. Just let me put it this way. Right now, my car is halfway into my drive. The back end is halfway into my drive. The front end, it's the nose of the car is out into the road. So if that tells you anything, yeah, I couldn't even fucking back into my drive. Yeah, I fucking hate winter. Between winter, my fucking driveway, and my car, those three things can go to fucking hell. Yeah, Jesus Christ, I'm so sick of this shit. I honestly wish that the seasons that we had were just spring, summer, fall, and late fall. And when I say late fall, nothing below 50 degrees. How about that? I would be fucking dandy with that. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that I live out in the country now. I don't know. And, you know, I don't have a truck. It's going to be fun in the morning after, you know, I get done with this and I upload it and whatnot and I go to sleep. And it's going to be fun when I wake up in the morning because who knows if I'm going to be able to get out of my fucking, out of my predicament. My predicament that I got situated right now, because I was like, fuck it. And my car is a piece of shit. You know, if I'm like revving it and fucking trying to get, you know, rocket back and forth, trying to get out of a fucking certain spot that I'm stuck in, it's going to overheat. It's a piece of shit. You know, I ain't got the fucking money to buy me a fucking, you know, brand new car or whatnot. It's whatever. So I said, fuck it. Came inside, poured me a few drinks, said, fuck it, I'll deal with it when I wake up, which is exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow. Oh, my God. Holy shit. And also, I just wanted to say I apologize if you hear any background noise, because it's my furnace, my heater kicking on, you know, once in a while, because it's fucking cold where I live. Like I said, I hate winter, and I'm sure that most of the people listening to this who has experienced the cold weather agrees with me. Oh, man. I mean, what's... Is there a need for winter? Like, I really don't know. I mean, I'm not a science guy. I'm not, you know, I'm not... It's... I don't know. I was thinking about it on the way to work today. Like, do we really need winter? Like, I know that, you know, a lot of animals hibernate and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. But God damn, man, I'm so sick and tired of winter. I was hoping we were going to skip it. I was hoping that climate change and global warming was fucking starting to happen. Like, with how sadistic that sounds, I was hoping it was going to happen. Because here in Illinois, in central Illinois, the month of December, we had like 60 degree weather. We had like fucking tornado warnings and shit. It's like, come the fuck on. Then all of a sudden now we're fucking down to freezing temperatures and we got snow and all this other bullshit. It fucking started snowing on my birthday, which was January the 11th. And I'm 30 years old now. Oh my. One thing after another. Just pile it on me. Just pile it on me, please. I love it. Just come at me. Just come at me with all your fucking KO punches. It's, you know, I love it. That's what I fucking, it's what I feed off of. Just do it. Keep doing it more. Jesus. And like I said, if you're an avid listener of this podcast, I think the last episode I posted, at that time I was working at a hog farm. Well, now I don't work at that hog farm anymore. Now I work in my hometown, which is about 10, 15 minutes away from where I live. I work at a local establishment, which is actually out there in a lot of different states. It originated from Iowa, I think, the corporation. Well, just let me put it this way. I make pizzas and I make sandwiches for people. I work in a kitchen. And honestly, I don't think I will be able to afford to live out in the country anymore. Or at least not too much longer. I'm going to have to figure something out. Either I need to start making some money online, either with this podcast, which I was never aiming to, you know, make a living or make any money off my podcast. I was just doing this to vent. I was just doing this to fucking put ideas out there. Just basically have another outlet. Because, you know, I write stories, I write anything, and I write music and whatnot and blah, 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 and I got my band and all that. But, you know, I'm always trying to find different ways to get shit off my chest, pretty much. But, yeah, so, yeah, I make pizzas and I make fucking sandwiches. And, honestly, I think I'm going to have to move back closer to there, you know, back to my hometown, because that's where I work. It's in my hometown. So I don't know. I'm about to figure something out. I'm going to see how it pans out. If it doesn't pan out well, I'm about to bite the fucking bullet and move back home, pretty much. You know, when I say home, just moving back into my old town and trying to find somewhere cheap, some cheap place to fucking live, honestly. And honestly, I mean, you know, if, let's say, because I said I drive a piece of shit car, and, you know, if it breaks down and I get the money to repair it, at least I can walk to work. You know, my legs have never failed me. I can tell you that right now. I mean, that's one thing I can say. My legs have never failed me. If I had to go somewhere and have no means of wheels, if I didn't have no vehicle, my legs would always get me there. And honestly, I don't know. Like I said earlier, if you are an avid listener of this podcast, you know that I do music and whatnot. My band has been on a somewhat of a hiatus, so to speak. I mean, like, this fucking weather, the winter sucks. It brings everybody down. And we got a drummer that lives like 2 hours away. And I work at the same place as my guitarist. And my landlord is my bass player. And our singer, our lead singer, anyways, because, you know, that we basically fucking got 3 or 4 singers in the fucking band, but our lead singer just recently broke his ankle, so we've been dealing with some shit, and I think we got something planned on or coming up this Friday. We're just gonna pull out some acoustics and we're just gonna write some stuff, which that'll be awesome. I've always been aiming for that. I've always been wanting to just sit down acoustically, just chill. Just talk about shit and just let's see what happens. Instead of fucking busting out the goddamn electric guitars and being loud and shit. But I did want to share this little tidbit with you. And it may not sound the best. You know, I understand, because it was recorded through a phone. But the beginning of the year, beginning of January, it was our first jam all together. Now, when I say all together, I mean the whole band was there, but our lead singer was recording the video from his phone. And you can find the video on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/alternativemind. If not, you can go to my profile, which you can go on Facebook and look up Christopher Lee Mazel. And Mazel is M-E-A-S-E-L. And you can go through there and you can find our page. Honestly, you can go to Facebook and search Alternative Minds and we'll pop right the fuck up, because we're the only band that's called that. So, but we had our first jam session of the year, and we pulled out a Prince song, and I covered this Prince song in my acoustic sets that I used to do, like my solo shows that I did. The song is called When Doves Cry. Now, I learned this song just by watching like a YouTube video of Aaron Lewis playing the song live. I just watched what he was doing, what chords he was playing, and that's how I transitioned it. So I started playing it in my set acoustically by myself, and my bass player Scott, you know, always was like, man, we should do that song. I'm like, man, I don't know if it's going to sound right. Well, we finally did it, and I like what we did with it. It sounds way different from from one, my acoustic version, from two, the Aaron Lewis version, from three, the actual Prince version. Now, I am going to play this. The audio may not be the greatest because, like I said, it was recorded through a phone and whatnot. But what you're going to hear is just the audio. But like I said, if you want to see the video, you can go on the Alternative Minds Facebook page and you can see the video of us actually playing it in the studio when it was recorded. But yeah, we decided to put that up, and I dig it. You know, it's not the full fucking song. We did the whole song, but we cut it. You know, we only put a little a tidbit out there, and like I said, this is not our song. We do not own the rights to this whatsoever. It's just a cover performance. The song is written by Prince, and the song is called When Doves Cry. Yeah, so there you go. It was basically just a jam session. Like, you know, I had the basic chord progression and the basic structure that, you know, that I did in my, you know, my acoustic sets. So we just kind of, we just ran with it and said, fuck it. Let's try something, you know, something different. But other than that, you can find Alternative Minds on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. You can find us on Facebook. You know, we've got original songs out there. You know, we've got a song called Torn, Reckless Heart. Also, we got a video on YouTube called Breaking News. Now, you cannot find that song on any of the streaming platforms like, you know, iTunes and Spotify and whatnot, because there is Donald Trump quotes in that. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are a band that we don't support nor disagree with Donald Trump. It was just something that we put together that we decided that fit with the times during that time that we wrote the songs. And it's called Breaking News. You can find the video on YouTube. Alternative Minds Breaking News. I put the video together, and I do the mixing for our songs also. And, you know, it's not the best quality. It's not going to be fucking the same shit that you hear that Nickelback fucking puts out or some shit like that. But, you know, we do what we can with what we got. And honestly, I think we do pretty fucking decent. And if you like our stuff, you drop a like, drop a like wherever you're at, you know, whatever streaming platform you're on. If you're on YouTube, drop a like, drop a comment. If you're on our Facebook page, you know, send us a comment, you know, or send us a message, whatever. All that bullshit everyone fucking tells you about. But we're just, you know, like I said earlier, I think we're kind of on a hiatus right now. You know, everyone's doing their own little, you know, their thing. They got their own problems to deal with, and you know, and winter sucks. It gets everybody down. I mean, it gets me down, and I'm kind of burnt out on music right now. Because honestly, my computers, my laptops, and my desktop computer, they're filled with music that I've written over the years. I've got notebooks. I've got boxes filled with notebooks of lyrics and just audio files on my computer. Just a bunch of shit I've recorded and written over the years. I think I've hit a standstill. I think I'm just kind of sitting on music right now. Because I don't really have a drive to write a new song. I mean, unless I got with other people, or unless, you know, like this Friday when I go with the band, you know, something might pop up, you know, pop up, pop off, whatever. But I don't know. I'm kind of wanting to stick with my podcast. I've been wanting to fucking do more episodes of this and be consistent with it and put more into this and whatnot. And also, I want to bring back the video aspect of my podcast. I did do video when I first started this podcast. But, you know, when you do something that you're new at, you're basically learning with it, you know. Trial and error. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing the whole audio thing. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Your Mom's House podcast. And if you don't know what that is, check it out. I think really where their audience is the YouTube aspect, because they play a lot of clips, you know, funny clips and stuff, and they digest it, they talk about it, and they talk shit about it, and blah, 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 you know, whatever. And I kind of want to get into that because, I don't know, I'm a visual type of person myself. I mean, I can listen to anything. I'll listen to anything, whether it be a audiobook, an audio podcast, and music, whatever it is. But I don't know. I really don't have an audience to, you know, so to speak, to pinpoint where I should go with this. But I don't know. I may dive back into the video aspect too, and also upload, you know, audio to, you know, my streaming platforms that I'm already on. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. There's always new horizons with anything that you do. So I kind of just want to be a content creator, whether it be, you know, I'm writing songs, or I'm in a band, or I'm doing a podcast, or I'm writing screenplays, which I am writing a screenplay right now, which I'm not going to go into that, but I'm just saying that I am writing a screenplay, and I write anyways. I have a blog that's online, which if you go to my Facebook page, you can add me as a friend, Christopher Lee Mazel, M-E-A-S-E-L. You'll see me posting about it. You know, just go through there. You can find it. You can add me on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm the Deluded One, Chris Lee. And that's the Deluded, the number one, Chris Lee. I'm on Instagram, so I don't know. I'm not exactly social media savvy. I mean, I like doing this stuff, but I don't know. I don't really understand how these gaming guys and all these people that do podcasts and these Instagram models and all these Facebook businesses, how they fucking make a living. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to make a living off what I'm doing right now. I would love to make a living off doing it, but you got to have an audience to do it. You got to have an audience to push that shit. You got to sell your merchandise, which I do have a t-shirt shop too. Chris Lee's Tees, which you can find that on Facebook too. I've got a page set up on that, which you'll find my band's t-shirts. You'll find some podcast t-shirts and just some funny saying t-shirts that I've made up, you know, and just put out there. If you're looking for a fucking new t-shirt, there you go. I don't know. I'm just kind of living life. I just turned 30 years old. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure shit out. And trying to not dive into my alcohol problem. Because I am an alcoholic, unfortunately. But fuck, everybody has a goddamn vice, huh? I mean, I smoke cigarettes and I drink alcohol. And I work at a place that makes pizzas and makes sandwiches for people. What the fuck am I doing with my life? I don't know.
I'm going undercover as a woman to find out what they go through every day. I discovered that women are called faggot a lot.
That was a clip that was sent to me through Facebook Messenger. It made me chuckle. It really did. I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen it. It's skinny white guy dressed up as a woman just making a viral video going out there or whatever. I thought it was funny. I do have a sick, twisted sense of humor. It takes a lot for me to laugh, so I don't know. And I'm not your PC type of guy, whatever. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast with my little thing or my little intro, if you're offended by anything in this podcast, why the fuck are you listening to this, honestly? If you're offended by anything I say, you basically should not follow this podcast. How about that? And obviously, I trip on the word basically. Hell, I'm still tripping on it. Whatever. Who cares? Like I said in previous podcast, I write better than I talk. I trip on every fucking word I say almost. It's ridiculous. But I was stumbling through Facebook the other day. I did stumble upon this video. Now, with what I could see on this video, whoever posted it, whoever was the original poster, recorded it through their phone while watching TV. Now you'll hear some laughter in it. It's not me. It's the original poster. But the video's kind of gone viral, and it made me laugh a little bit, but honestly, it made me sick like a motherfucker. I don't have cable, so I honestly don't know if this little thing is actually on cable or whatnot, but it just really struck me fucking weird after watching it. At first, I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this something fucking stupid, like a Tom Green thing or something? Like, because back in the day, Tom Green was, real big in my day, but and Jackass. But this was really fucking weird after I watched it and just saw it. I was like, wow, there's a lot of shit going on in Hollywood that a lot of people don't really understand or really don't know about. So here's this clip, and you're probably going to feel just as uneasy as I felt after watching it. But Like I said, here's the audio version of it because, you know, most of you are just listening to this podcast. So, whatever. Here it is. You're going to feel uneasy just like I did, like I said.
Tonight, that's all going to change. Over the past month, I've been learning how to pick the lock on these police-grade handcuffs. Why, you ask? Because tonight, I'm going to take a bigger risk than anyone has ever taken on television before. In just a few moments, I'm going to be handcuffed to this solid steel frame, and I'll have exactly 90 seconds to free myself before the claw on this robotic arm undoes my pants, exposing me to an audience of children. If that happens, an LAPD officer is standing by to arrest me for indecent exposure. We've all seen escape artists risk death before, but tonight, I'm going to risk something even worse. Becoming a registered sex offender.
Like, what the fuck is that? Is that the, like, the pedophile version of fucking David Blaine or some shit? Or Chris Angel? Oh, my God. When I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw that, yeah, at first it was funny. But then after watching it, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, yeah, the guy that recorded it, you know, off his TV through his phone was laughing. But it just kind of puts a sediment in your mind. Like, what the fuck is really going on in Hollywood? Like, is that an actual show that they're putting out there right now on just cable TV? Like, what the fuck is going on? Because I really don't know. I mean, I didn't do my research on it or whatnot. But that's, man, I don't know. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm sure a lot of you probably have already seen that fucking clip on Facebook or social media anyways, but, oh, man, that made my head hurt after watching that. Jesus Christ. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of shit that goes on in Hollywood that, you know, the average American person doesn't know. God. I'm always tripping on my fucking words. Ugh. But, you know, that's not something I'm going to fucking dive into. I mean, I probably will in later podcasts, but I really don't have anything prepared for it. But after seeing that, I was just like, what the fuck, man? Ugh. It just makes you... It made my fucking skin crawl. It really fucking did. What the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, what possessed that motherfucker to be like, oh, I'm going to do a magic trick, an illusion trick, you know, involving fucking pedophilia? Get the fuck out of my face, man. You need to be fucking curb stomped, even if you have that any type of fucking thought towards pedophilia. You need to be castrated, curb stomped, and just thrown in the fucking trash. Get the fuck out of my face. Oh, man. Oh, it's a mental illness. Like, yeah, it's a mental illness that I will cure with the fucking heel of my fucking boot. Get the fuck away from me. You stupid fucking people. Oh my God. I don't know what would possess someone fucking to ever fucking think that type of way towards fucking children. And I'm a father, so that makes me even more irate when I fucking see anything like that or deals with that in any sort of way. I just want to fucking grab somebody who touches children and, you know, in any inappropriate ways. I just want to fucking choke the life out of them. Put my fucking boot to their goddamn head and just say the line from fucking Pulp Fiction that Samuel L. Jackson fucking says. And just fucking curb stomp the hell out of them. Yeah, God. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? I know mental illness is a thing, but if you're attracted to fucking kids, man, you need to be euthanized. I mean, plain and fucking simple. Either if you're not euthanized, you need to be placed in a fucking jail cell with a mass murderer who hates pedophiles, pretty much. You need to sit in there. And let him do his worst to you. Because you, if you're a fucking pedophile, you do not deserve to breathe any of the air that we breathe. You do not deserve life whatsoever. You are a piece of scum. You are a piece of shit that needs to be vanished from this thing we call life. It's fucking horrible. And sex traffickers and all that bullshit. It just makes me fucking sick to my goddamn stomach. I don't even want to get into it. It just, oh man, it makes me so fucking mad. I'm just sitting here trying to like hold in my fucking the vomit that just wanting to come up and to the top of my throat. Oh my god, I don't know. There's some sick fucking people out there. I mean, there's sick people out there, you know, who can't control their own depression and shit. But there are really sick people out there who fantasize about fucking doing all that bullshit, you know, with younger people. Yeah, younger kids and whatnot. It's fucking horrible. And our we got politicians that fucking do that. It's like, what the fuck? We have these motherfuckers running our country. Oh, man. I've gone down rabbit holes on YouTube about all these conspiracies and all this bullshit that our politicians do. And I believe it. Our politicians are sick fucking people. And there's one thing that I can say about Donald Trump. And I think since he's gotten office, he's kind of exposed it. Now, maybe he hasn't personally, but whatever. But since he has gotten office, I think a lot of that, because there are pedophile rings in fucking Hollywood and in our politician world. And I think since he's gotten office, that's kind of been brought to the surface. And I'm glad for that. Make people aware of the shit. God, it's fucking horrible. And all that sex trafficking bullshit. It's fucking sickening. I'm going to get off that fucking subject, though. Because I cannot talk about it without getting fucking irate and pissed off and wanting to fucking break shit. Oh my god, because I have a son of my own and I couldn't imagine that shit. I would go to the ends of the earth to protect him from that type of shit. I would do anything to protect him from that fucking bullshit. That's fucking horrible. And I am scared every day of my life about, you know, him going to public schools and shit like that. And, you know, we live in a small community. We live in a small town, but you just never know. There are sick people out there, and it pisses me off. Those type of people need to be locked away. You know, there's a difference between mental illness, and there's a difference between sick fucking people. It's fucking horrible. Fucking horrible. I'm sitting here in my kitchen, honestly staring at my trench coat just laying across like the head of my couch, the end of my couch. And I look at this trench coat. This trench coat was actually given to me, in my eyes, as a Christmas gift or a birthday gift, who knows, but by a friend of mine, even though we're not exactly real close, he's unfortunately spending 60 days in jail right now, and I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's been a cornerstone in Alternative Minds. He was actually in the band when they were under a previous name, and he decided to exit the band, and I came in. But he was always around, and he helped us out in a couple gigs, and he actually built us a vocal booth in the studio. He's a hell of a guy, really down to earth, really talented, just very open-minded, and I really don't know him that well, but with just the conversations I've had with him and the time I've spent with him, which the time I've spent with him hasn't been, you know, hasn't been much, but within the last year, really down to earth, really a humble human being, it seems like. And I regret not being able to see him the day before he went to jail. But, you know, duty calls, I had to be at fucking work, whatever. But if he does hear this after he, you know, gets out, I hope he's doing well at this current time that I'm recording this. But like I said, he won't hear this till after he gets out, which, you know, is in 60 days. It'll be in February. But really humble. Really down to earth, would do anything for anybody. Yeah, he's a good guy, real good guy. And honestly, that trench coat is probably the best gift I ever got, honestly. I wear the shit out of it. I put my hoodie on, put that trench coat right over top of it, and I'm ready to go in this fucking cold-ass weather. God, I hate it. Ah, this cold-ass weather. Fuck Illinois. Fuck anywhere that it fucking snows. It's horrible. We don't even need it. We don't need winter. We don't need it. Oh my God, we don't need it. It just makes people miserable and fucking, it makes me not want to do anything. Honestly, it makes me just want to fucking hide out and not do anything. I just, and especially living out here, I don't want to fucking make the drive. I don't want to drive over the fucking back roads that haven't been plowed, that haven't been fucking salted or nothing like that. And it's just, and I drive a piece of shit car. Like I said early in the podcast, it's going to be fun in the morning trying to get the fuck out of my driveway. Oh my God. Knowing my luck, the road commissioner is going to fucking show up like, we got to tow your car. Like, you can kiss my ass, because if you want to fucking plow this road, go ahead and plow it. My car is not in the goddamn way. If you want to plow anything, plow my fucking drive. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Road commissioner. Kiss my fucking ass on that bullshit. That's another reason why I kind of want to move back to my hometown. I ain't got to worry about that shit. I mean, yeah, I've dug my driveway out the best I can, but, you know, my car gets stuck on a fucking dog turd. I don't know. I really don't know where to leave you on this podcast. I just kind of wanted to vent, honestly. Get some things off my chest and show you, you know, some things I've found on the interwebs, scrolling through Facebook and whatnot, and tell you what we've been up to with the band wise, Alternative Minds. Like I said, we're kind of on a hiatus. We're not really doing a whole lot, but we, you know, posted that jam of the Prince song, which, like I said, you can go on Facebook, go to our page, you can find the actual video and whatnot. But you can go to my t-shirt shop, Chris Lee's Tees. You can find the Facebook page. You can go from there and you can find the shop and whatnot. Honestly, if you go to Facebook and you type in Christopher Lee Mazel, and Mazel is MEASEL. And that's my personal Facebook profile. You can find my pages, all my pages. It'll lead you to anything that I'm currently doing or have done, whatever. And you can find Alternative Minds video, the song called Breaking News. You can find that video on YouTube, whatnot. You know, hit the like, subscribe, view it, whatever. We're just trying to fucking hustle like anybody else out there nowadays, and I'm trying to hustle like anybody. Like I said, I'm fucking making pizzas and sandwiches for a fucking living and doing this. You know, I ain't making no fucking money doing this, but you know, that's not the point. But it's the point, the only point that I can get from this, the only reason why I'm doing this, doing this goddamn podcast. Fuck, I trip over my goddamn words. Ah, don't you love it? Don't you fucking love it? Don't you? And I'm not going to edit it out either, so fuck it. You listen to my podcast, you take me how I am. You can kiss my ass if you don't like how I do things or how I speak, but whatever. But I do this podcast to get shit off my chest. And to make people out there who are listening, you know, not feel alone with certain things, certain aspects, whatnot, whatever. But as always, if you dig what I do, send a shout out, send a donation, whatever you have to do. Or simply fucking send me a message on Facebook saying, hey, I dig your shit. Put a like on it, subscribe, whatever, you know, all that fucking bullshit. But as always, like I just said, this has been the Deluded End Days podcast. Be kind and take care.